Well, Michael, it's great to meet with you and talk about the marketing and selling system that you had interest in. And we'll go through a presentation that will give you a great overview of the system and will give you everything that you need to know whether or not it's something you want to move forward on. The marketing and selling system, how you can uncover $10,000 to $1 million or more in newfound sales from your business in the next 60 to 90 days. Small Business Administration study found out that 60% of all new businesses fail within the first 6 years of operation. Dun & Bradstreet estimates that 82% go under by their 10th anniversary. And then they went on to find out why, and there were two reasons why. One was a failure to understand the market for the business's product or service. One of the biggest problems with small business owners is that they have a great idea about going into business, but they don't have a clue about the amount of work it will take to get their product or service to their clients. And Michael, I think that's somewhat the situation that you found yourself in. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I did.
You've got a skill in manufacturing, and you were excited to develop this product that you have and bring it to market, but really didn't have an idea of how much work it would take to get it to your clients. Is that right?
That's correct. I didn't know how to get the information of what I offered to them.
And most business owners are like that. They've created a great business because they had a good idea and they wanted to get into business for themselves. And you've had your business now about 5 years, and so you've done well because you've had a good product and you've had good service, and you now have a good group of customers and you have good relationships with other kinds of businesses. So we need to just solve this marketing problem for you. Is that right?
That's correct.
The other reason that businesses fail is inadequate capitalization. Well, today I'm not going to propose to you that you go to the bank and borrow a lot of money so that you can capitalize your business. That may be a need that you can determine with your CPA. But what I want to do is find out if we can capitalize your business through more sales. Wouldn't you rather do that?
I would.
And that's what all business owners would rather do, is rather than borrow and get into more debt, they'd like to build their business through more sales, and that's what this system will teach you about. How should your marketing and selling be different today? In the 21st century, it's important that we talk about asset marketing. Traditional marketing is media, it's copyright, it's direct mail, it's now internet, it's part of that traditional marketing tools. Today we want to talk with you about asset marketing to help you discover hidden assets within your business that you already have, show you how we can optimize those assets and leverage them and increase more sales. We're going to talk about a multi-pillar marketing system. We're going to talk about systemization of your marketing process, because, Michael, you already have a system down to make your packaging for CDs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's already set. You learned that back in manufacturing, and you've even had some manufacturing groups come out and meet with you on your shop floor processes, and everything's down to a system as far as making your packaging, right?
Right. I've got the manufacturing down.
And so what we want to do is do the same thing to your marketing process. And we're going to talk about three ways to give you exponential growth. We're not talking about growth of maybe 5, 6, 7, or 8, 10%, but growth of 25, 50, 100, maybe 1,000%. Would that be exciting for you?
Very much. Thank you.
And your marketing system needs to be performance-based. You need to be able to know if it's working. You need to be able to monitor it. You need to be able to track it. You need to be able to measure it. And so your marketing and sales mindset is what we have to help you get into first. And that is, we want you optimizing and leveraging hidden marketing assets. And those assets are already sitting within your business. Let's take a look at a few of them, Mike, and make sure that you see them as potential opportunities for more revenue. Do you have past customers?
I do.
How many do you think you have on your customer base?
I've got about 2,000.
2,000, and of those, how many would be past customers, ones that maybe haven't purchased from you in the last year or so?
Half of that.
Is that right? Well, one way that we're going to be able to optimize and leverage that asset for you is work on some marketing systems that will reactivate those customers. Is there any reason why you know that they're not with you anymore?
I just haven't had time to get back with them.
Is that right? Well, that's what we want to do. That's an asset. That's an asset that's sitting in your business right now. We worked with a medical company that was in the diet business, and this doctor had 500 clients that had been through his diet program. And in working with him, I asked him the same question. I said, so how many clients have you worked with in the past that you haven't heard from on your diet program? Because his program required that they purchase product from him for their diet. And he said, well, I've got about 500 past customers and clients that have been through in the past. So we did some marketing to that group of customers and increased revenue for his practice 25% just in 30 days. So that'd be exciting to get some more money from those past customers, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Owner expertise. Mike, I know that you've been in your practice now 5 years, and you've developed some expertise that in packaging for your customers, and there may be some things that we could talk about that takes that expertise and talks about it in a different way, and that's a big asset in your business. Your staff might have some expertise. Most business owners look at their staff as expenses. You have about 10 employees, is that right?
Correct.
And that's probably your number one item on the balance sheet or income statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You enjoy paying for all of them, don't you?
Sometimes I do.
And that's the way most business owners feel, is that they've got this large employee expense. And we want to look at it and help you look at it today as a marketing opportunity, as a way to use the expertise you might have within your staff to generate you more sales. You have how many salespeople of those 10 are there?
Four salespeople out in the field.
Salespeople, and they're out making calls every day?
Correct.
Okay. They're part of that staff, and we'll want to work with them as well. An underpromoted USP, or unique selling proposition. Most businesses like yours that have a 5-year to 10-year track record have something unique that they've developed over the years, but it's just not getting out there. It's not getting communicated to prospects, to customers, and to past customers. Have you sensed that from time to time, Michael? Have you sensed that you've got something really good, but you just don't know why it's not making you more money?
Yeah, I don't know how to put it into words.
Yeah, and that's what we call optimization and leverage, is to take that uniqueness and put it into the right packaging and the right articulation and words that we need. A unique product or service or delivery. Some companies are sitting on unique products or unique ways of delivering those products, but they just haven't used those uniquenesses in their marketing. Let me ask you, Michael, do you know about what your closing rate is for your salespeople?
I have no idea.
So they're out making contacts, but you're not really sure how many they're bringing in as customers compared to how many they're contacting?
No, I've never figured it out.
Okay, that's going to be a big marketing asset that we want to take and we want to leverage, we want to optimize, because if it's 10% now and we could raise that to 15%, that would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
So a subpar sales performance is a big marketing asset in your business. Relationships with other businesses. In your manufacturing relationships, and I know you're part of a couple of manufacturing associations, you have relationships with other businesses that might complement your packaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have customers as well, and it may be that we can team the two of you up or the three of you up and optimize and leverage the relationships you have with them and their customers. Location is a big asset, and sometimes that's really optimized, sometimes it isn't. Reputation, how customers feel, how they endorse you. You already get referrals, don't you?
Sometimes we do get referrals.
Do those usually come from the same customers, or do you get them from a lot of different customers?
Well, we're really not sure where they come from. The girls just take the information.
Okay. Well, one, that's a big marketing asset that's sitting in your business right now, because we can usually then take those sources of referrals and the reputation that you've built up with those customers and optimize them into finding and getting new customers.
Okay.
Your current sales and marketing process, why don't you take me through that for just a minute and tell me what is your current sales and marketing process?
Well, what happens, a call comes in for our CD packaging. The girls take the information and they write it down, and then I usually call the person back, and if we need to make a meeting, I'll go out and meet with the prospect. Based on that meeting, he'll either order or he won't, and it's just been pretty much working like that over the last 5 years.
Do you usually handle those, or do you give them to your four salespeople?
Well, I'll handle all the ones in town, and then the calls that come out from the different areas that I don't cover, I'll just leave the message on my sales rep's voicemail to call this guy.
And how are those calls coming in generated? Just the phone book?
Or? Yeah, they're coming in from our Yellow Page advertising.
Okay, and are you doing any other kind of advertising?
No, not right now. Just the Yellow Pages. One time we did some radio, but we don't know if it worked or not.
Well, that's how you're making money now. That is your current sales and marketing process. And as you went through and described that, there are ways that we can optimize that. There are ways we could leverage each step of that process to get more out of it, so that you're not spending more money. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice.
That's one of the big advantages of this unique marketing and selling system, is that we can usually generate more money for you from these assets, so that you're not having to spend more money on bigger Yellow Pages. I'm sure they've come by and tried to get you to do that, haven't
they? Yeah, we spend about $2,000 a month just on the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, that's a big ad, but it's important for you. Would you say you've made money with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the one thing that we rely on for our business.
Sure. And so that's been a good one. Number 11 is current customers and clients. You have 2,000, and about that means, I think you indicated about half of them are past, and so that leaves about 1,000 that are current. Would that be right?
That's correct. Within the last 6 months, I would say current.
Okay. How often do they buy from you?
They're buying from us as long as their projects are continuing. I would say most of those 1,000 only buy one time, and we never hear from them again. Then you've got maybe about 30% that are buying maybe twice a year.
Well, that's a big marketing asset. If we could get some of those customers buying twice from you instead of once, that would double your business, wouldn't it?
That would be. And if I just had the time to call them, maybe we could do that.
Okay. That's what we want to optimize. That's what we want to leverage, is that big marketing asset that's sitting in your business. Prospective customers. I'm guessing that from your Yellow Page ads and your salespeople out in the field, you've got a group of prospects that haven't bought now but could later. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
So we call those prospective customers. And what we want to do there is take a look at that and find out ways that we can improve and increase the conversion rate of those prospective customers to your current customers. And that's a big marketing asset. Mm-hmm. How do you track those now? Do you keep those in some kind of database tracking at all?
We don't. We just write them down on the order on the message pad, and of course I just leave them on my sales rep's voicemail. So, you know, if someone becomes a client after I meet with them, we'll enter them into a database. But the prospective ones, we don't track.
Number 13, upselling and packaging opportunity. You're familiar with upselling, and, you know, the fast food places are the ones that really brought that to light in bumping you up to fries and shake and drink, and now putting them into to combo packages. Do you have opportunities to upsell? Do you have opportunities to combine products with other products at all?
Sure, yeah, we do. It's just a matter of getting the time to actually do it.
What we find is that a lot of that is a matter of packaging and just taking time and looking at ways that customers might buy from you in new ways and new packages. And that results in increasing. Do you have a feel for what your average sale might be right now?
The average sale with a client, I would say, is around $500 to $700.
Okay. You have about 300 of your 1,000 customers that might be buying on a fairly consistent basis?
That's correct.
And so if they're buying 500 to 700 and we could increase that to 600 to 800, that would be significant money for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would.
So that's a big asset. We want to take a look at that and make sure your average client value, exactly what we talked about, if we could increase that a few dollars, that would be significant revenue for you. Community relationships, we want to take a look at those and what you're doing in the community and how we might. Have you gone to shows or have you conducted any kind of demonstration of your packaging?
Yeah, we do the local manufacturing show when it comes here to town.
Great.
And that's once a year.
And does that generate some traffic?
Yeah, it generates some trade show traffic, and we'll get a couple clients from that.
Okay. Well, we'll look at some ways that we can build on that.
Okay.
Those are your 15 marketing assets, and as we went through those, Michael, and I'm sure there's others, we just haven't covered them all, but can you see some ways that we could maybe make some more money there?
Yeah, I see multiple ways.
That's what this multi-pillar marketing system is all about, because we want to be working all of those ways, not just one or two of them. And so optimizing and leveraging is what the system is all about. Getting the maximum return for the least amount of expense for the longest duration of time on everything you're currently doing now, have done in the past, and will do in the future. Many companies won't survive the challenges of marketing because they are only using one or two pillars. Now, we identified those two pillars exactly for you today. What are those two?
Yellow page advertising.
Yeah.
And the trade show I do once a year.
Yeah, and then it's your sales staff.
Yeah, my sales staff, so that's correct.
Three pillars that you're using that you rely on, and that's generating your $1.5 million a year, is that right?
That's right.
So you've got your yellow page ad, you've got your sales staff. What happens if your top two, four salespeople leave?
That pillar is going to be a little shorter than the other one.
Would that hurt your sales?
Yes, it would.
Let me ask you this. If you're out of the office for 2 or 3 weeks, does that hurt your sales?
It does.
Have you had months where your yellow page advertising didn't produce anything?
Absolutely. Right around Christmas and in the winter months, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, you're still paying the same, aren't you?
Yes.
So the risk to you is that if any time one or two or a couple of those pillars fall short, your revenue drops, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that hurts. If we could find some ways that would even all of that, the ups and downs out, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes. This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two.